2.8. Bettina.
So, my husband and I were out shopping in our local town, and I saw a man lying on the ground. He was just a stranger, not someone I knew, and his wife was there, standing by him. And I used to be a nurse in the ER, so I went up to him to see if I could help. He was a little blue. I felt his pulse, and he didn't have a pulse, so I thought he was probably having a heart attack. I felt calm because I knew what to do. I started doing cardiac massage, you know, putting your hand on the chest and pressing down fast and at regular intervals. And my husband talked to the man's wife. He took her to one side to calm her down because obviously she was in shock. I kept going until the ambulance turned up, and the man was still alive then, and they took him to the hospital. I was really happy that I could do something.
Umesh.
So, I was riding my bike to work one morning, and just as I was coming around the corner, an old lady stepped off the sidewalk in front of me, and she tripped and fell onto the street. I just managed not to ride my bike into her, and I dropped my bike and I went over to see if she was okay. And it was busy on the street because the stores were just opening and lots of people were around. She'd fallen pretty hard, but she was still conscious, and she told us she was sure she'd broken her arm. Somebody stopped the traffic, and I helped move her to the sidewalk, and somebody else went and got a chair from one of the stores, and someone else called an ambulance. And we stayed with her until it came. It was obviously an effort for her to sit up. It was very painful, so I let her lean against me. I remember I was kind of worried because I'd left my backpack on the bike with all of my things in it, and I was worried someone was going to steal it. But I couldn't move because I was holding the woman up. Later, I went to visit her in the hospital, and she'd actually broken her shoulder in two places and had to have an operation. I think, though, if I had just been walking past, I wouldn't necessarily have gone to help. But because it had happened right in front of me, I felt I had to do something. And now I'm glad I was able to do something. I felt pretty good about it afterwards.
Allison.
So, I was waiting for the bus at the end of my street to go to work. A very big man, very tall man, walked past the bus stop, and I noticed him particularly because he was wearing very dirty clothes and he was walking in kind of a strange way. And to be honest, I thought he might be dangerous. Then, all of a sudden, he stopped walking and fell backwards and hit the back of his head on the sidewalk. He fell so hard on the back of his head that it made a really loud noise. And then he just lay still. Some teenagers in line called an ambulance, and I stood by the man. I felt completely helpless. He was breathing, but I didn't really know what to do. The ambulance arrived pretty quickly, and the paramedic took the man's hand and talked to him, and then they put him on a stretcher and took him away. Afterwards, I thought I should have done more. I should have maybe turned him on his side or put a coat under his head. At least I should have held his hand to show someone was there. I felt kind of ashamed because I think the reason why I didn't help him more was because he was dirty and scruffy and I was scared of him.